Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Today in Israel, the weather is warm and sunny, with clear skies in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. In Haifa, a gentle breeze is making for a pleasant day outside. Here are today's headlines. First, earlier this hour, Israel Hayom reports a danger to crops in the Negev, as all but one desalination facility shut down again this morning. Also, Walla reports just in that 8 people are dead and 20 still missing after a ferry sank off Cyprus. Rescue operations continue. Also this hour, I-24 News notes Israel warns of increased attack plots by Iran and Hamas in the West Bank. Separately, Israel Hayom reports a Holon resident was arrested at Ben Gurion Airport after stabbing a minor and attempting to flee. And finally, JNS details Israel's airstrike on Syria's Abu al-Duhur airbase, questioning potential tension with Washington. Here's what people are saying online. Aaron David Miller, a political analyst, posted earlier today critiquing great powers for underestimating their adversaries, pointing to the situation in Ukraine. Gideon Saar, Israel's former justice minister, announced earlier that Dutch representatives will be expelled from Israel following anti-Israel measures by the Dutch government. Belaz News also reported that Dutch diplomats must leave Israel after a new Dutch law bans trade in products from Israeli settlements. Let's go deeper, starting with the Negev. Israel Hayom reports that most desalination plants in the region shut down again this morning. This disruption poses a significant threat to agricultural output in the area, which relies heavily on desalinated water. Farmers are now concerned about potential crop losses. Turning to Cyprus, Walla reports a tragic ferry sinking off the northern coast. With 8 confirmed dead and 20 still missing, search teams are working tirelessly to find any survivors. This disaster highlights maritime safety concerns in the region. Meanwhile, I-24 News highlights Israel's warning about Iran and Hamas escalating attack plots in the West Bank. This development adds tension to already strained regional security and underscores the persistent threat of terrorism. In Holon, Israel Hayom reveals a violent incident where a minor was stabbed. The suspect was apprehended at Ben Gurion Airport, attempting to flee. This arrest underscores the vigilance of Israeli security forces in swiftly addressing criminal activities. Lastly, JNS reports on Israel's recent airstrike in Syria. The attack at the Abu al-Duhur airbase has led to speculation about potential diplomatic strain with the United States. This action reflects Israel's commitment to counter threats from across its borders. Turning to business and markets. First, Walla Business reports Israel is preparing a new fighter jet for international markets, sparking interest from another Muslim country. Separately, Israel Hayom Business highlights a new shower pot set that promises an improved storage experience alongside Soltam's launch of a new kitchen set. And finally, CTEC notes widespread flight delays continue at Ben Gurion Airport, with another 10 passengers expected today amidst ongoing disruptions. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 10:00 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.